First, I guess I should say hi, and thanks very much for being here.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Hi, David.
Let's get right into it and have you guys play something. What are you going to play?
We are going to play the reduced sauce version of the first song on the album. On the album, it has all these big samba drums and all of these things that we would, you know, normally have if we had a group of, say, 100 people with us. But it's just Chad and I in the studio today. It's sort of like a little unplugged thing. So a little reduced version of the first cut is called Turning Wheel. Right now I'm here, tomorrow I'm gone. Like the melody in an old familiar song. One more mile and one more meal. I'm a turning wheel, a turning wheel. The bluest sky, the finest day. 4th of July or the month of May. Everything we are, all that we reveal. I'm a turning wheel, a turning wheel. Yeah, day like day, that day, that day like day, 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 day like day, 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 day. And we roll along. A few deads here, a few cracks there. The road is long, and it's winding out like a fishing reel. I'm a turning wheel, a turning wheel. Right now I'm here, tomorrow I'm gone. Like the melody in an old familiar song. One more mile, one more me. I'm a turning wheel, a turning wheel, a turning wheel, a turning wheel. Yeah.
Rocky Moffatt, Chad Dunn, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. That's the first cut, Turning Wheel, from their CD, Everytown, which is now just out, available at record stores near you. And, of course, if you want to call and make a pledge this morning,
absolutely,
we got autographed copies. And there was Rocky, it was Rocky who was singing and playing guitar, and then Chad playing drums and the salt shaker. I don't know, what is it that you call it? Okay. It looks like a little woven... Kind of
that
a little woven basket, and it's got some, I don't know, what's it?
There's beads and metal caps and some rocks with a metal bottom on it.
Okay.
Chad weaves these things in his spare time, as if he has spare time. But he does create these. This is a basket shaker that has its origins in Brazil.
All right. And I know, wait, maybe I should tell a little bit more about the two guys. Chad, in addition to being percussionist and instrument maker, was the founder of the U of I Brazilian Percussion Ensemble and also lectures on Brazilian traditional and influenced drumming styles. These two guys have been playing together since 1998, and Rocky has been a musician for a long time. He began playing professionally when he was in high school, signed his first recording contract in 1971. He was 19 years old. He's played, I know, it's pretty shocking. He's played with a lot of other musicians.
And then was cryogenically frozen.
It's remarkably well preserved.
Thank you very much.
He has played with Paul Wender, Richie Havens, David Bromberg. He was a member of the R&B group Champagne. Remember them, folks? In the early 80s. And also, I want to mention another book that he was involved in. And I think this is a beautiful book, and one that for people who are interested in music or percussion or musical instruments, it's a book titled Rhythm and Beauty, The Art of Percussion. And it has photographs, a lot of really nice photographs of a wide range of percussion instruments. And there's a CD that goes with it so that you can hear what those things sound like.
Exactly right. We were on the Afternoon Magazine when that came out. That was my first time here in the new studios. And I met Chad just about that time, about the publication. And then we went out and we toured. We did a book tour. But it was kind of an unusual book tour because since we were musicians, we could perform as well as talk and read from the book. And we had such a good time on that tour that we said, we got to make a record of the music that we're doing in the tour, which was different than what was on the CD for the book. And that was where this music started.
Hmm. Have you always been interested in percussion? Has that always been a thing that has drawn you?
Yes, irritatingly so. To
parents, neighbors.
Okay, David, a good example of this is I did this a performance over in Indianapolis, which mm-hmm. is where I was born, where I went to grade school. And I was autographing all these books, and this woman comes through the line, older woman, attractive, and she says, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, no, I don't. And she said, I'm Mrs. Potts. And I was sort of shocked in my mind because Mrs. Potts had been my third grade teacher. And she said, I'm just so proud of you, and this book is so beautiful, and I'm just so proud of what you've done. But do you remember what I used to tell you? And I said, no, I don't. She said, that all that drumming will get you nowhere.
Well, I've always had this theory that that the vibrations did something to drummers' heads.
That's true in Chad's case, without doubt.
I'm sorry. I've known a few drummers, and they're all nuts. And I always figured it was the vibrations. It shook something loose. And, you know, drummers, they ain't right. But, you know, they're good guys. Nothing against them, of course.
You know, see, the thing is that for us longtime listeners to this show, we're learning more about David all the time. I recently found out that David is a big Led Zeppelin fan.
No. Uh-oh. Were you listening?
And so now we know about Led Zeppelin. Now we know about his real attitude towards drummers. So all we need to, maybe we should do a Led Zeppelin tune today. I don't know.
Can you do Stairway to Heaven? Do you know that one?
Yes, we could, okay. And we can't do it by law.
All right. So. I want to ask Chad the same. Were you always attracted to percussion, interested in drumming?
Yes, yes. It just seems like it's something that's hardwired. I have tried other instruments, and I continue to go back to drums and percussion, frustrated with stringed instruments and everything else, and put them in the corner and go back to my sticks and my hands and make it happen. And it seems natural.
Yeah. Well, see, that's something I think about percussion and drumming that seems deceptively simple, because it does seem natural. Everybody can clap and drum on the tabletop, but mm-hmm. It's not exactly the same.
Correct. Thing. It goes way beyond that. It really does.
Well, so what is the difference between what your non-drummer can do?
Well, there's a lot of finesse in a lot of drumming that a lot of people aren't aware of. It's mm-hmm. it's one thing to grab a mallet, a stick, and beat something, but to do it consistently and to be able to control that instrument and the device that you have in your hand, or if you're just using your hands, is hours of practice and dedication to that instrument. So, yeah.
And I think the other thing probably people who aren't musicians don't really appreciate is how complex, how rhythmically complex things can be, and that how many defined named rhythms there are. Oh. I'm sure just in Brazilian music, how many different rhythms are there that are set and are named, and you can say to somebody who knows that, play me a fill
exactly.
in the blank, and they'll say, oh, okay, do that.
Exactly. So it's intimidating. It really, really is. When you get started on a certain area, a certain genre of music, whether it's from Brazil or Africa, you can spend a lifetime in one village learning, you know, a certain style of rhythm or a certain, you know, genre of music from that area.
Hmm. Well, should we play something else? Should we play something
from the CD?
The CD?
There's a song called Beneath the Open Sky, which a lot of this CD really, it's called Every Time. A lot of it comes from this place that we live in, Champaign-Urbana, and the region that we live in. And for those of us who are here, the sky is a big component of the beauty, I think, of Champaign-Urbana and its surroundings. And so Neil Robinson, who couldn't be with us on the keyboards this morning due to space constraints, he wrote the music, and I wrote the lyrics. And this is just sort of a pan to our feelings about living in this area.
Okay. Well, let's hear that. This is called Beneath the Open Sky. It's cut number 4 from the new CD, Every Town, by the Rocky Moffatt Group.
These green and golden fields recall our lives, our souls to heal. Beneath the open sky, where all our prayers reside. Through seasons warm and cold, it's here our memories catch and hold. Beneath the open sky, here all the answers lie. Here we can be who we are and remember what we've done. Where the land can touch the sky, we can see how far we've come.
The CD Everytown by the Rocky Moffatt Group, that is Beneath the Open Sky. And if you'd like to have a copy of this CD, we'd like you to have one, and they'll autograph it for you. The hitch is you need to make a pledge, and that's what we're here for this week. If you make a contribution of $75 or above, with our thanks, we will send you a copy of Everytown. And all you have to do is call 244-9455. That is the number. We do actually have a caller. And I we do take calls on the show.
Oh,
and
great.
I didn't mention that right at the beginning, but what you guys are going to have to do is to hear the callers.
Okay.
You're going to have to put on a set of headphones.
Oh, I'd love that. Oh, that's fantastic.
And we can do that.
Headphones.
And, you probably haven't really worn those before. They're a device that's intended to help you to hear stuff.
Well,
you gotta explain stuff to drummers.
I don't want to hold off the caller too long, but yeah. I was just afraid that it'd be one of those mornings where they thought, oh darn, Hank Spies is going to be on. I've got these gutter problems, and then these musicians show up.
He's already been here.
Okay, we got that taken
care of.
Okay.
But if you do have questions about gutters, I'm sure these guys would do their best to help you out. Do you, which do you, you know, well, the big question is probably siding. Which do you go with? You go with your steel siding, go with your aluminum, go with your vinyl, what?
I'm going to back it up, and I'm just going to go with Hank. No gutters, you know. Just dig a ditch right along the side of your house.
You've heard that lecture, huh?
Yeah, I've heard that a couple times.
Okay, so. We do have a caller here. Let's talk with the man from Belgium over by Danville here, line four. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
In your recent discussion, I listened to you, and you said a lot. You seem to have had a long history in Champagne music scene. And there's another group that I'm sure you folks may have heard of, and I always wondered what happened to them. And it's called the Mouth Bandits. They had a thing called St. Mary's Road back in the 90s. Have you ever heard of them?
I'm drawing a blank.
Drawing a blank.
But the 90s... Again, that was probably when I was cryogenically frozen, so.
Oh, okay.
Or had children or something. I wasn't much in the music scene until with Champagne was in the 80s, and then really I had children and started writing books, and so I, you know, when that happens, you don't get out much at night, so I don't know about that band. Chad?
No, I was born in 91, so I don't remember a whole lot about that.
Here, well, Jack Brighton is just coming into the studio now. He's a guitarist and has also been playing music around Champaign-Urbana for a while. I don't know, Jack, do you know a band called the Mouth Bandits?
Thank God
Jack has saved us.
Yeah, the Mouth Bandits. In fact, my friends Bruce Buckingham and Craig Johnson started the Mouth Bandits. They're like the Steely Dan of Champaign-Urbana. They recorded these incredibly high production value songs, basically. A lot of them very funny, a lot of them very creative. And I actually recorded on a couple of their tracks. And they're around. You can find their material on the web, certainly, if you did a search, I'm sure.
I had an old cassette tape that I put on a CD, burn on a CD, and I've never heard of them before, and I thought maybe they just totally went into the winds or something, but they are still around.
No, they're still around, and I think they're recording right now, in fact. They're pretty amazing.
They are. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Well, here in the studio with us, Rocky Moffitt and Chad Dunn, and they're playing some of the music that's on their CD, Everytown, which is just out. Okay. What would you like to play now?
Well, I would like you, This is radio, yes, and it's such a magical medium for the imagination. I would like you to describe what I've done to this instrument.
He has his acoustic guitar, his steel string, six-string Martin, sitting here on his lap, and he's taken a piece of paper, a piece of ordinary paper, ladies and gentlemen, and torn a strip, approximately, 12 inches by 2.5, and threaded it through the strings of the guitar.
That's right. Beautifully said. Chad, of course, is known as a drummer and a percussionist, and I am primarily known as a drummer and a percussionist, but occasionally we like to introduce something in our music called chords. And so that's why I brought this today, and I've also been accused of turning everything I play into a drum, and so this will be a good example of this. You're actually going to hear the guitar sounding a little bit like an instrument called an embira, which is something that you pluck and it buzzes. But my inspiration, not only for doing this to the guitar, but for the song that we're going to do, is in the 1957, Johnny Cash went into the studios of Sun Studios down in Memphis, and he was going to record a batch of songs. And they had so little money that they couldn't afford to have a drummer on the session. And he wanted this kind of backbeaty kind of feel on this song that they were going to do. So he took, I think, a matchbook and threaded it between the strings of the guitar and created that...
The thing you associate with...
With Johnny Cash.
With Johnny Cash.
And so we're going to do our sort of West African... take on that, and it's called I Walk the Line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine, keep my eyes wide open all the time. Because of you, I feel the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line. You make it very, very easy to be true. I'm never lost or alone when I'm without you. Because of you and all the things you do. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. Keep my eyes wide open all the time. Because of you, I feel the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Oh, here we go. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Rocky Moffatt on prepared guitar.
That's right.
And Chad Dunn playing an empty Fanta bottle.
That's
now,
right.
Does the brand of soda affect the sound?
Most definitely. As long as the bottle has ridges in it.
That's the important thing. I can see that it has a ridges, so you could scrape the. He was playing with a thimble.
I was playing with a thimble and a part of a wire brush. So the backside of a wire brush.
Not the kind you clean with, but the kind you played drums with.
Right.
That kind of wire
exactly.
brush.
No,
yeah.
I have to interject. Leave it to David Inge to know, to make the connection between John Cage and Johnny Cash. You know what I'm saying? Prepared guitar, prepared. You see what I'm saying? That's what's great about this show. That's what's great about public radio, without question.
I would not have expected that from a Led
John
Zeppelin
Cage,
fan.
John Cash. John, see what I mean? See how that works? Flip, flip, flip. It's great.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have the tendency to try and make an instrument out of anything? Every time you see something, you think, now, can I make music with this?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Always looking and listening to new objects. And wow, that, you know... I wonder what that sounds like. Kapow! Or you scrape it and brush it, and you know the garage is filling up. I'm running out of room.
All right. Somebody called in and wants to know about an event that you're going to do on New Year's Eve.
Ah, yes.
At the Virginia Theater.
We will be in concert with a group called The Chorale, and this will be a concert at the Virginia Theater, which is a gorgeous theater. And they'll have the organ. The organ will rise up before the concert, and then there'll be this nice sing-along. And then we're going to perform both as a group and then with the choir itself, and that is going to be a ball.
Yeah, that's great.
So
it's a great space. I hope that people will, either they've been there to a movie or recently with the series they've been there. It's a great old theater, the kind of which we don't have very many anymore.
And it's also a great acoustical space to play in. It's a great theater, as we will utilize the acoustic space with the group, with some drumming that we'll do, where it will be unamplified, but it'll be plenty loud and it'll be wonderful.
Well, and you can say that you've played the same stage as the Marx Brothers.
Already done it, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And I've already
yeah.
been there, so it's, you know. But and we do have certain things that in common. Actually, more Chad does. From a hair standpoint, you know, that
people undoubtedly were thinking cerebral qualities.
No, just a hair thing.
No,
it's
just
a, you know, okay. Lots and lots and lots of hair. He has a lot more hair than Harpo, and much more attractive.
Yeah.
I would say.
Thank you so very much.
Well, you know, I stress, radio is this magical, imaginative medium where we can say what. For example, David's here, and he's wearing what he traditionally wears on the show, which I believe is a white dinner jacket. And
I think that that helps set a formal tone.
Exactly. It,
the casual wear, you just get too loose. And I think it's very, you know, in the old days in radio, the guys wore tuxedos. And that would, they thought that was very important to set a dignified tone.
Yeah, so, and you do, and you look great. And yeah, I'm kind of a cross between, say, Ed Harris and Kevin Costner, you know? it's that kind of look. Chad is here, and he seems to be wearing something that looks like animal pelt. It's kind of a Ralph Lauren meets George of the Jungle kind of vibe.
Well, it's a primitive, and drumming is a very primitive
that's
thing.
That's a drumming thing. You know, that's just, and that's the magic of radio.
All right. It's a play played out upon the stage in the mind
that's
of
right.
the listener.
That's right.
We take advantage of that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. People imagine we actually have a show here. I imagine that every day.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's a little looser than the normal, aren't we, you know, stretching a little
that's
bit.
True.
I'm having a ball.
True. All right.
Well, thank God we're going to be on for 2 hours here. Because Twyla skipped out?
We're actually not so sure about Twyla.
Okay.
We might want to hang around.
We'll wait. Okay.
Shall we play something else? Shall we play something from the CD?
I would love that.
What shall we play?
I would love for the listeners out there in public radio land to experience our version of I've Just Seen a Face. For those of you who know the song, of course, it's a Beatles song, and it's done in this sort of a bluegrass kind of style for them off the Rubber Soul record. But we've kind of transformed that. We do some Beatle covers in concert and on our recordings, but I don't see any reason to do it like the Beatles because they do it so brilliantly. You know why? So this is done in a kind of a Brazilian style, with all the drumming provided by Chad. What we did through the magic of overdubbing, we could create something that would be like Samba de Escola, a big group of samba drummers, but he's doing all of the drumming, and it's. I've Just Seen a Face.
Great. Let's hear it.
I've just seen a face. I can't forget the time or place when we first met. She's just a girl from me. I want all the world to see we've met. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way. I'd have never been aware. As it is, I dream of her tonight. Falling, yes, I am falling. She's calling me back again. Falling, I'm falling. She's calling me back again. I'd have never known the likes of this. I'm alone and I am missing. Think I've got a sight. Other girls were never quite like this. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way. I'd have never been aware. As it is, I dream of her tonight. Falling, yes, I am falling. She's calling me back again. Falling, yes, I am falling. She's calling me back again. I can't forget the time or place when we first met. She's just a girl for me. I want all the world to see we've met. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other. I'd have never been aware. As it is, I dream of her tonight. Falling, yes, I am falling. She's calling me back again. Falling, yes, I'm falling. She's calling me back again.
Oh,
from the CD Every Town, the Rocky Moffatt Group, with I've Just Seen a Face by those Lennon McCartney guys.
Sir.
Who?
Paul McCartney.
Sir Paul.
Sir
yes,
Paul.
Indeed. Sir Paul. I don't know if they can heap any more honors upon him. I think that might be it, unless they want to make him king.
That's true. That's true. And he'd be a great king.
I think he would. He'd be a benevolent ruler.
He'd be a benevolent, and he's got all the dough he needs. So money's not a problem, yeah, so he right. couldn't be bought, you know?
That's what they said about Arnold. We'll
yeah,
see.
Well, that's something else that. Now. That's different.
But
yeah.
enough about politics. Well, I wanted to mention, because you just did, and I read about it in reading about this, is that you actually recorded this album in your house, which I guess is a testament to now, you know, you can easily do high-quality recording just about any place,
right.
I guess.
I spent way too much time in my life in dark professional recording studios. And so when the technology became available, I wanted to record in different kinds of environments. So we bought a hard disk recorder, multi-track recorder, that makes great sounding recordings, and we were able to record wherever we wanted to, and we had a lot of fun recording in my house, though my wife, long-suffering, we had a recording studio in our living room for longer than I want to imagine or think about, but it ended up sounding, you know, like a record you'd make
good in
a studio.
How many people, how many musicians at one time did you have there in your living room? What was the biggest number?
Three or four.
Oh, okay.
So but we, except for vocalists, like on that last song, we had me and Chad and Kate and all of our kids and anybody that was walking down the street, we just brought them in.
Is that the rhythm on that song? Does that have a name?
Samba.
Oh, okay. So and how is how does that how, like how do you define samba?
Samba. The foundation for samba is played on these large drums called surdos. And the definition of samba is kind of a generic term that primarily means dance. It's a style of dance, but people associate samba with the big carnivals that happen down in Brazil. So the rhythm on this track is just a basic samba, and then we add over the top of it some rhythms that are associated with samba music and a multitude of different percussion instruments that provide these rhythms in layers and that have interlocking patterns. So
yeah.
I think we, what was, just under 20 tracks of
yeah.
drumming.
Yeah. Yeah, to get it to sound like a big group of people yeah. rather than just a couple.
Rather
people.
Than three people in Rocky's living room.
That's
exactly.
right. Exactly right.
Well, it does. It does sound like a big group of people. That's
he's,
great.
He's good. He's good at that stuff.
Very good. Know,
thank you very much.
And you have a hard time sitting still. Now, when you're wearing your white dinner jacket, you can't get up and dance. You know, just you can't do that. But, you know.
But when you're wearing your animal pelts,
but
like
at
I
home.
Know.
But when you know, when you take your copy home, David, you know, then, you know.
When I'm not listening to Led Zeppelin.
That's right.
The box I would set. Be listening to the Rocky Moffatt Group. Believe me. Well, never mind. One thing we do want to mention, you're going to be doing a thing, an appearance at Pages for All Ages.
That's right. We'll be there to do a signing and a concert. And it'll be a larger group, hopefully. We always have a good time there. We haven't been there for a long time. We did a signing when my book came out. But it's a great store. And that'll be on Friday, November 14th at 7:30. It's free. And we'll bring all of these drums and keyboards and all manner of things. And then we'll do all these songs and all of your concert favorites and more.
Will you take requests?
If they are
Johnny
by Johnny Cash and or the Beatles. Yeah, we actually do take requests. And in fact, we just did a performance at Borders. And we have a new website up that I should hawk a little bit for a
sure.
moment here.
Sure.
Go to www.rockymoffatt.com. That's Moffatt with an A. And you can find out more than you ever wanted to know about us. And you can also buy the CD right on the website. But you'll find out about our appearances. But as soon as the website went up, I guess people have too much time on their hands because they just went right there and just started sending messages to us. And we had a lot of requests for songs that they wanted us to play because we don't play in Champaign-Urbana very much. We play a lot of other places, but that's kind of a typical sort of thing, you know. a stranger in his own land.
Prophets with who are not honored in their own country.
Exactly. But that's not true here. I don't want to give that impression. But anyway.
Well, we're about the point where we have to finish up here. I'm sorry to say we could go on, and we do. But for people who are interested in hearing more of this music, well, first of all, you could seek out the CD, Everytown, by the Rocky Moffat Group, which is just out. You could stop by Pages for All Ages. Again, when is that?
November 14th. That's a Friday at 7:30.
Mm-hmm. You can check out their website. Also, you might want to look at the book that I mentioned back at the beginning of the program if you're interested in music or in percussion or in instruments or in world music, any of those kinds of things. The book is Rhythm and Beauty, the Art of Percussion, which has a lot of really nice photographs photographs of instruments, and also a CD that goes with that so that you can hear what those things sound like. I would thank you, Rocky and Chad, Rocky Moffat, Chad Dunn. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was our pleasure.
It was a lot of